accusations. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Following the FBI's raid of former President Trump's home in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump is accused of removing records from the White House at the end of his presidency.
The Justice Department says there were 11 sets of classified files, including 4 sets of top secret documents, 3 sets of secret documents, and 3 sets of confidential documents, and 1 set of classified top secret sensitive compartmentalized information, tightly controlled intelligence. Now, that's, of course, the highest category of intelligence. The warrant says this about the items taken, quote, physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed in violation of 3 potential crimes. The Washington Post reported earlier the FBI agents that raided Trump's home were looking for documents related to nuclear weapons.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, Democrats are taking a victory lap after Congress passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a slimmed down version of the Build Back Better bill. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox and Friends Weekend he doesn't believe now is the time to pump more money into the federal government.
You don't spend more money when you have inflation, and you don't raise taxes when you're in the middle of recession.
The rate of inflation in July rose to 8.5%. And on Friday, author Salman Rushdie was attacked. This after receiving death threats from Iran for over 30 years.
The author is fighting for his life. At last update, he was on a ventilator after being stabbed in the neck and abdomen. And police have identified Haiti Matar of Fairview, New Jersey, as the alleged attacker. At 24 years old, he was born 10 years after Rushdie published his book, The Satanic Verses. Rushdie's text was seen at the time as blasphemous by many Muslims, still is in many ways, and even led to a $3 million bounty placed on him by Iran's then leader in 1989.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, and the man accused of carrying out the stabbing attack in New York, has entered a not guilty plea in court. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A favorable court ruling for pro-life advocates in Idaho. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has the details.
The Idaho State Supreme Court has ruled that 3 strict abortion ban laws will go into effect while legal challenges brought by a regional Planned Parenthood office and a doctor make their way through the courts. One new law allows doctors to claim the abortion was done to save a pregnant woman's life. Another allows potential relatives of an embryo or fetus to sue abortion providers for up to $20,000 within 4 years of an abortion. As part of its ruling, the court wrote that, quote, what petitioners are asking this court to ultimately do is to declare a right to abortion under the Idaho Constitution when, on its face, there is none. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Meanwhile, the flagship climate change and health care bill, passed by Democrats and soon to be signed by President Biden, will bring U.S. taxpayers one step closer to a government-operated electronic free-file tax return system. It's something lawmakers and advocates have been seeking for years. Many Americans have had to shell out additional money for tax preparation programs or preparers because of an increasingly complex U.S. tax system. Plus, today was primary day in Hawaii. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has the details.
Hawaii Governor David Ige is out due to term limits. And while there is a Republican primary, Hawaii is deep blue. 7 Democratic candidates are fighting for the nomination, but the favorite is Lieutenant Governor and ER Doctor Josh Green. Congressman Kai Kahele and businesswoman Vicky Cayetano are also among those running. Cayetano is married to former Governor Ben Cayetano. Kahele's decision to leave his House seat to run for governor left Hawaii's 2nd District open, with the race coming down really to 2 candidates, State Representative Patrick Branco and former State Representative Jill Takuda, with the more progressive PAC money backing Takuda. Senator Brian Schatz is running for a 2nd term, but his primary opponent has reported no significant fundraising. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.